Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today hit out at the opposition leaders, accusing that they insulted the mandate of the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the country wants to see that the discussion on the budget takes place in a good and meaningful manner. He added that the way the leaders of some parties commented and the way they gave speeches have insulted the House by lowering its dignity. He called upon the opposition parties to respect the mandate of the people. Quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Rijiju said, "The elections are over and now the focus should be to work towards a Viksit Bharat and hold constructive discussion on the union budget." He alleged that the opposition leaders did not say anything on the budget, but they just indulged in politics and abused the Prime Minister. The Parliamentary Affairs Minister said the budget should be discussed in the budget session. He questioned the opposition running away from discussing the provisions in the budget made for farmers and tribal people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial tomorrow on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Diwas. He will pay homage to the soldiers who made supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Mr. Modi will also virtually carry out the first blast of the Shikunla Tunnel project. This 4.1-kilometre long twin-tube tunnel will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet on the Nimu Padum Darcha Road to provide all weather connectivity to Leh. Once completed, it will be the highest tunnel in the world. Shikunla Tunnel will not only ensure swift and efficient movement of our armed forces and equipment, but also foster economic and social development in Ladakh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India remains committed to elevating the bilateral ties with the UK. After meeting the visiting UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi also welcomed the desire to conclude a mutually beneficial free trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he appreciates the priority accorded by his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer, to broaden and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Mr. Lammy held bilateral consultations with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Both ministers reviewed the roadmap 2030 agreed between the prime ministers during the India-UK Virtual Summit 2021. The government has clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanto Majumdar, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. On UGC NET examination, he informed that the examination held in June this year was cancelled and now it has been decided that it will be conducted between 21st of August and 4th September 2024 in a computer-based test mode. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over western and central parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said that Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra will continue to witness extremely heavy rainfall till tomorrow and heavy to very heavy rainfall thereafter. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel reviewed the flood situation in the state yesterday. Talking to media, Health Minister Hrishikesh Patel said the government is closely monitoring the situation. He said so far, over 4,200 people have been shifted to safer places across seven districts, while 535 persons have been rescued. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C. this morning. In his speech, he sought to strengthen the U.S. support, particularly for weapons supplies, amid increasing international criticism after over 9 months of conflict in the Palestinian enclave. He also mentioned a possible future partnership between Israel and Arab nations to broaden the West Asia Security Alliance. In the Paris Olympics 2024, India's journey will begin today, a day before the opening ceremony. Archers Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhagat, Bhajan Kaur and B. Dheeraj, along with Tarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav, will compete in the individual ranking round. The Indian contingent aims to break the Olympics medal drought in archery. And that is the end of this news bulletin.